We are a team.
Together forever.
That's literally
that's all I remember from that song.
That's the part that I know.
Sit-talkers Kendrick and
oh my god, okay. Stuff. What are we talking about today?
I don't know.
Sit-talk, Kendrick.
We're talking about Sit-talk?
Talking about?
That's meta.
Butts.
Hashtag too meta.
Hashtag butts.
We could just talk all in hashtags for one episode and see if anybody, let's see how many listeners we have.
We don't have any listeners.
See if your mom and dad stop listening.
I saw something.
Ooh, you've heard.
Ooh, yes. Before that, I wanted to make this observation because I just saw it, but of course, this will be months, years, centuries later when people unearth this after our surprisingly prolific recordings.
Yeah, I was going to say, are you trying to say that Sit-talk is going to be time capsuled?
We basically time capsule ourselves.
Holy shit.
Oh, sorry, hold on. What's this? Might spill a little. Hi, Bill, give us money.
Vanilla water. I've always joked about trying chocolate water at Sonic because you can put anything in any drink, but never did I.
Well, that's what my hand signals were when I was smaller, you were like really big. I'm like, oh, he needs a lot of it.
Oh no, I didn't. I thought you were just doing random hand symbols by that point, I was doing random hand symbols by that point. So
communication happened. Now you got a big ass thing of vanilla water.
It definitely tastes like vanilla.
You right there? Mm-hmm. After you drink 4 or 5 sips, you won't taste it anymore because the caffeine will kill you. Anyway.
Kill me.
We're recording.
I know.
So, I saw a thing that tickled my penis. Yeah, that's the one.
Butthole.
A little higher. Same soul. Thing. And it was the John Cena thing. Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
So they had these kids.
Well, like, I know the John Cena thing.
That's the surprise John Cena or unexpected John Cena. Well, what happened was they had these kids. It was some Sprint Wireless or Cricket Wireless or somebody, right? And they had a little YouTube video ad thing that was kids and people, adults, everybody, auditioning to be like a new spokesman or something. Like it was some weird contrived like contest thing.
Okay.
And so they were at like a store and they're supposed to like talk about how much they like John Cena, and then there was like this picture of John Cena on the wall, you know, like those big vinyl stickers, right? And they're supposed to, one of the things that they had to introduce him, right? Like a big elaborate introduction, like he has in his,
like the memes do? Or?
Well, no, like the whole, gotcha. like they didn't even acknowledge the meme.
Okay.
Right? And then what they did was the stand-in, the vinyl thing was actually printed onto paper, and behind it was actually John Cena. And several trumpeteers and a drummer.
Oh.
And what happened was, as they would start to introduce him, he would interrupt them by busting through the wall, and then the trumpet players would play the song that the meme is. And then people just lost their shit. He just busted through what looked like a wall, right? Like, all of a sudden, John Cena! They would start introducing him before they'd finish. He would just bust through the wall. And reproduce the actual meme, live memeing, where we've reached live memeing.
I like that John Cena didn't Chuck Norris himself, where he's like, I don't like this Chuck Norris.
He said that before, where he didn't really like it, and his introduction was if you've been on the internet, you're probably familiar with the sometimes annoying meme of me, or something like that. Like, he acknowledged it, he had had like a little pause of, yeah, it's a little overdone, but I'm going to do it anyway now, because he took it.
Mm-hmm.
And I just tickled.
Have you ever seen anybody own a meme like that?
Are there they're actually, well, I guess we're talking about memes this morning for a little bit.
Yeah, seriously, there you go.
And we'll go into neckbeards maybe.
We can just have neckbeards be like a tag on conversation at any time.
Anytime.
We run out neckbeards. Of time.
Hashtag neckbeards. Hashtag memes. Hashtag Ermigerd. The Ermigerd woman apparently is aware of herself. The Ermigerd Goosebumps. Like, she's aware of the meme. And obviously, she must have at one point put that picture on the internet and know what would happen. But she's a perfectly normal person, and the picture in question, you know, the Ermigerd,
mm-hmm.
was her. And they were, what did they say? It was like a, you know how your kids, you have like all the games and japes and characters and shit that you might come up with if you have an imagination. Some people have an imagination. And she would play dress up with her sister and her friend or something like that. And the joke was there was like this fake character they had who was just like the most socially awkward person. And that was like a picture they took while she was in that character of this just weird, weird person. So she's like, it kind of comes around and makes sense because all these jokes are about sort of a fictitious person. And then, that no. it was a fictitious person for her too.
Yeah.
She says it does get a little annoying when people like point me out.
They can like recognize her though. That's the bad part. Like, yeah.
and the other one that I heard somewhere was the demanding. Hi, my favorite.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Sorry, I just like.
I didn't realize it was that close.
Yeah, it's right there.
I have to go there someday with you.
I will take you there. Kate's tried two things there and absolutely loved them. Sorry, anyway, Denny's
Kate's tried restaurant. More than one thing
yeah.
at a restaurant.
Yeah, that's how good that place is, right? So
anyway. I'm gonna chug this whole thing right now in okay. astonishment.
In astonishment, he's doing it, folks. He stopped.
Guys, I'm kidding. Really yeah. You don't really chug highball that tastes like vanilla.
It's a little rough. What you do is you put a couple splashes of vodka in, and that's what gets it going.
I have like PTSD from vanilla vodka because it turns out vanilla Coke and vanilla vodka and Coke. Same taste.
Yeah.
And so you can't really taste the vodka in either of those two scenarios.
Yes.
And then you're done. And then
you wake up somewhere else. And you don't know what happened.
Weird drink suggestions by Sids.
No, it's pretty common, actually.
Oh.
Vanilla vodka and Coke is a popular. Anyway, point being, the overbearing girlfriend one.
With yeah.
Crazy eyes. She apparently has taken it in stride, and I heard this rumor. I didn't read this anywhere, but
was she a meme before she did the cover of the Justin Bieber like song?
Yes. Okay. I think so. The crazy eyes girl. Well, she apparently gets a lot of people who ask to take pictures with her, and she'll say, "Do you want like a normal one or like crazy eyes?" And she'll do the face for like on demand. At least she did for a while. I don't know if she's gotten over that or not, but I probably would. I'd probably go for that for a while, frankly. I think that would take a while before that got dull. Which, you know, people recognizing you as crazy face. And you're like, okay, well, you know, positivity. You know.
Yeah.
And Scumbag Steve, I think, also is aware of himself, but I don't think... His name's obviously not Steve, but I don't know if he...
I wonder if he's actually a scumbag.
I don't think so either. I think there's another one of those, like, he was fucking around. and someone got a picture, which is why when there's all those pictures of me or videos of me fucking around, I'm like, I wonder if I would ever become the meme of, look at this drunk asshole. What a fucking loser. And I'm like, I am a fucking loser and a drunk asshole. Yeah, I will sign this picture on my face.
I'll totally take a picture with you because I'm that guy. But I'm not doing the pose.
I was thinking like white trash RMFAL.
RMFAO.
Okay. LMFAO. ROFLMFAO.
Wow.
That's their new name. That's when
Holy
they,
shit.
That's
their Look new at one. That water's blue.
Yeah. Yeah, they dye it. I don't know why they do that.
What?
Yeah.
It seems bad for the ecosystem.
Yeah. But yeah, that would be like white trash LMFAO. I was trying to make some kind of joke, didn't pan out.
Why would you be white trash?
Well, because you know what? I had that wig and I had like a white beard and I was like dancing and people would take pictures. And Emily's like been posting old videos on Facebook. I don't know if you saw this.
Mm-hmm.
She's been resurfacing like old videos that she took
because of the Facebook functionality, or
yeah,
because like,
Facebook, you know, okay. on this date kind of shit. She's been resurfacing the old ones and not tagging me. So I just go down. All of a sudden, I see myself dancing. Shit. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Oh, very rude, Emily. Rude.
Oh wow, maybe I need to watch that for a few more times before we discuss that on Sid Sock.
Yeah, I'm not even sure. I watched one of the reaction explained videos, but that one was Don't Hug Me, I'm Scared 6. This is rambling. We're rambling.
Not
right
six.
Now.
Brood isn't from 6.
No, but Brood is from 5, isn't it? Which we've watched that one a lot.
Yeah.
That Burger King getting tore up. Look at that shit.
Dude, they released the mac and Cheetos, and I tried them yesterday.
Yeah? What do you think?
Did you try them yet?
Not yet.
I think they're pretty good. Like, they're very cheesy, very rich. They don't really taste like Cheetos, but they kind of smell like Cheetos.
Oh, tough call. That's the worst way for Cheetos for me.
I just
like the smell of Cheetos.
When I say smell like Cheetos, I mean, like, if I had to put the Cheeto thing somewhere, it would be on the smell, but it's still not, like, overbearing.
I'm still
going to
try
Cheeto.
Them. I'm going to try them.
They're super cheesy. Like, they're rich, too. So it's different
than,
like...
I'm going to try them.
The mac and cheese we had yesterday wasn't really rich. It was just kind of... I don't know what it was.
It's like more like a bechamel with an elbow.
A brumafshada with the cheese overrunnen with the canard.
Mit Käse.
Oh, okay.
No, mit Käse. Käse. We had this conversation in German. Käse is cheese.
Käse.
Käse. Is cash register.
Is it?
It's like the shortened abbreviation for cash register. So we always joked because My dad likes onion soup, so we want Zwiebelsuppe with Käse. Because he's thinking Käse, like quesadilla, or cheese. And the joke would be that you say, you're just like, I would like the onion soup and your cash register, please. So the joke is you're sitting there merrily, and then the police come over, and they're like, what are you doing? It's like, did the police bring my onion soup? What? Your culture is strange to me.
I just wanted the soup and the queso.
Yeah, and the cash register and or cheese. Whatever works.
For a second, I was going to think, I thought you were going in the direction, I want the soup in the cash register, and they're like, we don't offer that here.
Yeah, we don't. Are you robbing us?
You want a cash register's worth of soup?
Is that... You're trying to rob us?
I don't want your money. Polite. I just want the soup in the cash register.
What is the Futurama? I want your smallest whiskey. An aquarium of whiskey for the lady. So, memes. What are they?
Yeah. What is it like to be... that like, meme. Like, I always frequently and find myself unable to explain a meme to someone. Like, what they're like, what is a meme even? And I'm like...
Well, the history of the meme dates back to the 1970s, where a professor whose name eludes me at this time identified the meme as the smallest possible unit of human interaction that could be codified and contained in an atomic structure. Basically, it's a concept. It's a thing that can include a concept, a picture, words, a feeling. It's like a chunk of.
I think I always think of the Star Trek episode, like every time.
Can't Dharma stop. Kinjalad.
Yeah. At time. And for reference there, because I know there's some people that don't watch Star Trek still, that's okay. You're entitled to your ability
ignorance.
To.
That's fine.
It's not. It I is don't know. There's a lot to watch, so.
No, but
not,
but it is ignorance.
Okay, you're not wrong. I think yeah.
And I.
You can go watch Star Trek in your own time, and I think you should if you haven't. Because
I would encourage
to watch
you. That's from Star Trek: The Next Generation as well, and I would encourage you to watch that show. It's a good show. It's got
Once
a lot
get
of misses.
Past, like season two, it's really good.
Yeah,
season one
little,
and two are like a little.
Season one's a little crunchy.
Yeah, they're a little rough.
I forget which season Dharmak and Jalad is in, but Dharmak and Jalad is a fantastic show, a fantastic episode of that show because it really gets at like communication and culture and shit.
There's a whole alien race that Captain Picard gets stuck on a planet with. I'm sorry, a member of a alien race. And the entirety of that race speaks in what we would see as kind of like memes.
Metaphors.
Yeah, metaphors.
Metaphors, essentially. And in a sense that, in a sense, they're kind of memes. But they basically refer, their entire culture is reference-based, which doesn't actually make sense if you think about it for too long. So don't think about it for too long.
Yeah, I mean, like most things with Star Trek.
Don't think about it.
Or Doctor Who, or anything.
Because, like, how do you tell the stories in the first place?
Well, it's not that they've like been that way forever, right?
But they don't. The whole point of the episode is that they don't understand. We can't get the translators to work with them because they only talk in obscure references, kind of like Garion and me.
Okay.
But how did they tell each other about those references in the first place?
Well, you're assuming that like their whole entire generation, their whole culture evolved in a single generation. Like, what if it's been so long since they've used normal words that they've only started using stories? Like,
what I mean is, how did you tell a story about Dharmak and Jalad without like at one point you have?
I don't think you tell the stories anymore. Isn't that kind of the?
But the whole but someone when you're a baby, you have to hear the story, right?
Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know why that would be necessary if you're just sort of associating phrases, right?
Well, but you have to somehow bake in the meaning that it's two guys that were at an island that, like, somehow someone, you have to convey that meaning at one point.
And I think you can do that without the story. Maybe they have other ways of teaching it. Like there's, you do something and then you say that. And it's like, this is what that is. And
well,
so someone viewed it, right?
Sure.
And then they didn't, like, say, like, this is what it is, but they only have the ability to talk in those things, right?
So they don't even know who Dharmak and Jalad are.
Maybe not,
know
no.
This is that series of nonsense syllables. That makes more sense, but that's still sort of silly.
To me, that's where I kind of viewed it as. It was like, their culture is so far beyond, like, the use of, like, normal words. It's just more like...
How inefficient.
I know, right?
How'd they get space travel?
Science.
How'd they get science?
They have papers, but their papers are, like, entire libraries because they have to write, like, nonsense phrases out instead of just one word.
Wow.
It's like...
That is ridiculous. Founders would be so mad.
Founders. Like,
there is... Later in the Star Trek, they reveal that... Actually, that's one thing I think Star Trek did a pretty good job of, even though it's kind of BS. they did it the Next Generation, they came back to it in DS9, was that, because they stopped and someone actually said, did you ever wonder why all of the alien races in this quadrant have two arms and two legs and a face? And they're like, it's not so much as, they don't go so far as to like slowly look at the camera, but there's definitely a sort of nod to that.
Yeah.
And then they say, oh yeah, well they found traces of shared DNA amongst all the alien races. And then they've been chasing it, and then there's this whole surprisingly exciting archaeological fight, because whatever.
Because, yeah.
That's Captain Jean-Luc Picard of the USS Enterprise.
Another meme-ish.
It is. But they find the people that are actually later, they're the changelings from DS9.
Yeah.
They find them, and I believe they're actually canon. I think they're the same people, but it's the same makeup anyway, and the same actors, I think, is one of them. They talk about how their culture was dying. They had some degenerative disease that basically, since they had all been evolving for so long and they stopped evolving, that there was this sort of breakdown. There wasn't any new change. There weren't any mutations, and so their DNA was getting like stale and starting to fall apart. So they're like, well, we can't do that. We can't let our culture, we can't let everything just die. So we're going to take bits of DNA and travel around all these planets and sort of seed the population to try and guide. So they suggested that like all the evolution of all these planets was guided
by the founders
to be into a sort of humanoid structure. And then they fucked off. and then they don't really talk about it, but it's pretty clearly the same people that are in the Gamma Quadrant.
Which is where Earth is.
Or no, we're in the Alpha Quadrant.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah.
Gamma is where the Borgs are.
Gamma is
where Voyager takes place.
I thought that was the Delta Quadrant.
Delta Quadrant is Voyager.
And then Gamma was where the wormhole in DS9 goes to.
Oh, okay.
And that's where the founders were.
Yep. So, because Delta is where the Borg are at, right?
Yeah. Well, that's, yeah.
It's where the Voyager goes, and it's where the
Borg. And they find out that's where the Borg centered from, which pissed me off because that's stupid.
But, why?
Okay,
we're getting off topic. This is me
next time.
Back.
Next time.
We are not going to sit here and rehash every episode of Star Trek for you.
And
go
why
watch it
I
yourself.
Don't like the movie. Yeah, no, let's
go watch it yourself. It's good. Like,
there's,
even
there's
if
a
you're
a
Star Wars fan,
Borg.
Go watch all the Star Trek stuff because you can be a fan of both.
It's just fun sci-fi. It's got little pop culture things in it that aren't
too
bad.
They're both kind of high sci-fi, too. Like,
yeah, they are.
If we're talking about high and low sci-fi, which I don't like the ideas of, to be honest.
I just like, honestly, I get confused by the delineation. I like Star Trek mostly because it is a fun...
Low sci-fi is like Alien, where like you're just barely like
right.
it mimics real life as
it's,
much as
it's
possible.
It's more fiction than sci-fi, and the other one's more
things like
science-y than
some
fiction.
Of the like more like accurate to science zombie ship movies are like low sci-fi or horror, I guess. It depends. That's
yeah.
What you can
it just seems like it's one of those things where the taxonomy is overlapping and things are different interpretations and subjective.
I always thought it was a very very stupid way of viewing science to be like. It's too far away from what we know, so we are thinking of it as, like, high sci-fi. And you're like, well, like, we get there someday. So you're like,
then
so
it's, like, high fantasy,
it's constantly changing, like, all the time.
Yeah,
where,
yeah.
Like,
and so, like, was Jules Verne high sci-fi or low sci-fi? And is it? Because it's sci-fi. It's got to be. It's the initial.
But we, like, did a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
So now it's, like, not even sci-fi.
Then it was.
It's like,
now it's just
fiction. Science fiction. Like, it's, like, science fiction.
Yeah.
Like, not, like, not sci-fi. I don't know what I was saying.
Yeah, so, but I would say that Star Trek is fun also because it does kind of hold a mirror to our society and shows you
like that
the culture
show,
came from.
Black Mirror. Did you watch that?
I watched three episodes. I'm emotionally scarred, and I need to take some time before I watch the next three.
So, back to memes. So, Kendrick said that meme is a thing that I already forgot because that's how bad I am at
a chunk
remembering
of thing,
what we say.
A chunk of thought. A piece of expression.
It describes an emotion, too. Like,
yeah, there can be an emotional element there, you know?
Where you see, like, you see something and you're like, oh my god, shut up and take my money. And you're like, wow, what did I just say? Like, what does that mean?
Like, and if someone were sitting there like, why would I shut up and take your money? Why do I need to stop talking to me?
Yeah, well, and it's like when you see those, like, 90s movies and it's like talk
gag
to the
me
hand,
with a
you're
spoon.
Like,
why do you want me to talk to your hand? I don't understand. Gag me with a spoon. That seems like that's dangerous.
Yeah, and those, like, really literal, like, Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy. Yeah. Like, you see those people and you're like, you're talking, I guess it's kind of similar to colloquialism.
It is. A colloquialism, I think originally the concept of meme included things like colloquialisms and slang, vernacular,
Which is why, and then that goes back into our in crazy language conversation we had at the very beginning of Sidsock, is like, that stuff can transform languages, like, on its own.
Did I talked about that guy who tried to make a meme then, didn't I?
I don't remember. Can you rehash it for a second?
Yeah, there's this, I found this website, I don't even remember how I found it. This guy, this, bless him, I mean, he was clearly an idiot, like, he didn't have any idea what he was talking about, but he was like, I'm gonna make a meme, and it's gonna go viral, and it's like, okay. Like, he thought he could do it as, like, some kind of performance art.
Okay.
And so he was trying to, like, make a meme, and he like, took some fucking picture that he made. Like, he had a 3D render. He's a 3D modeling kind of guy. So he had this 3D render and then had, like, some gibberish nonsense on it and then put it out there. And then it was, like, nobody cared. And then he was like, well, I don't really understand how this works, so I'm going to try something different. So he just, like, kind of smashed things together that didn't make any sense. And it's like, but you can't just make a meme. That's not how this works. So, like, he made this weird, like, vaguely humanoid 3D thing. And then painted it with a Pepe skin.
Okay.
And then animated it. And he was like, I made a meme. And it's like, that doesn't...
I don't feel like you did. Nobody know. Like, I don't even know that. Like, I would never use this guy's thing to describe something.
And so he was talking about how he just doesn't seem to understand memes. And, like, it has to have some element of familiarity, but it has to be something new. And it's like, you're trying to classify something that you clearly don't even, like, you can't even understand.
Like, the first question you should ask yourself is, do you use memes?
Yeah, do you use a meme? Do you know what memes fucking are?
Have you ever sat there, observed something, and thought of a picture? Or thought of, like, something...
A cultural reference,
or... Yeah.
Which is what a lot of them are. Like, Shut Up and Take My Money is a direct reference to Futurama.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting about memes is often they will spin out horribly, because that's a direct reference. That actually was a quote. Mm-hmm. And you're using it in context, because...
Well, I mean, look at advice animals.
Yeah.
Advice animals is the weirdest form of meme.
Yeah, that's where we're going. That's where I'm heading there. What I mean is, Futurama quote, that's a direct Futurama quote. We do that, right? You make a reference. That's
Billy, modern. Think of, like, Adam Sandler movies. How many times have you sat there and quoted an Adam Sandler movie?
That's that thing is, that's a pop culture reference, right? That's like referencing Gilbert and Sullivan or Shakespeare, you know, over the course of history. Now we just have more shit to reference.
Yes, that's right. Sidsock did limp Shakespeare with Adam Sandler.
So. And Futurama. And I'll just bail out. And
There's nobody in the car.
So the part that where memes get interesting and weird is that they spin off and build their own identity. Like, right now there's this trend on Facebook that I'm near for some reason called Simpsons shitposting. Have you seen any of this crap?
I've heard of it, but I don't know that I can explain it.
Garion could explain it really well. We should have him come on another episode. Because, basically, it's these Simpsons pictures, but they're manipulated, and they no longer bear any resemblance to the original, like, references. So, like, they'll put text that doesn't make sense to me, and then they'll, like, put someone's face on someone else's body, and then something. And it's like, people who are aware of it, there's this whole other, like, narrative of what these characters mean and how they're used, and, like, putting Marge's face on here means this, and you're like, what the fuck is going on here? They've crawled so far up their own assholes that they popped out again on the top, and they're like the little gerbil people from Rick and Morty. I don't know. It's very weird. And, I know Garion's, like, on the edge of it. He barely understands what the fuck is going on, but it's like there's this whole culture of these memes that has nothing to do with the source material, but it just keeps spinning horribly out of control. It's like a pigeon language, but it's this...
Huh.
It's fascinating how this culture is built up, but it's not, like, organic. Like, a pigeon language is an organic language that forms between two other languages.
Okay, yeah.
Or, usually, I say between. It's basically, if you look at a culture that's got multiple languages, usually divided along economic lines,
mm-hmm.
or adjacent, or we're, you know, multiple subgroup, ethnic subgroups.
Like how Southern Germany has that, like, Austrian German.
But more like if it also had French borrow words.
Oh, okay.
Or Italian borrow words.
So it's like, it's literally like a melting pot of language.
Kind of. And it's, and so it's like, they call it pigeon German or something, where you're like, well, I, you know, you're, if you're in an area or like on Eastern Austria, they probably have a little bit of, like, Czech influence, right? It goes
back to,
like,
a colloquial language.
Yeah, and so that's what pigeon languages are, is where people, they don't necessarily speak... They might speak one or the other. They speak one or the other fluently, and then they're kind of crossing over and trying to understand and articulate in the other language. Ukraine probably has a shitload of this, because there's Ukrainian and Russian there.
Okay, right? Pigeon languages.
So,
So that's what
posting is like a pigeon.
It's like an internet pigeon language, but okay. At the same time, pigeon languages are formed out of necessity, right? Like you're trying to communicate, to do something, you know, to be a member of a community, to interact with people, to not, you know, to whatever. But online, it's got no purpose. It's just spinning hideously out of control. It's like an idling engine that's just idling super hot for no reason. It's just going and going and going. And these people, and then you combine with the fact that that's all based out of organic intention. Like, I use this word because I find some people also use this word and then we can communicate. There is this, I'm going to do this because it's funny.
And then a lot of people are like, oh, I think I get it and I'm going to do this one. And then it's like, whoa, wait a second. Nobody knows what anybody's really saying.
And then there's the intentional fucking with people on there. Like, they're going out of their way to make this language weird and confusing.
So on the far end of memes, you have weird internet pigeon languages. On the low end of memes, it's most, like, when I think of it, I'm just like, man, that, like, and this is a very basic description, but it's like, that picture really, like, describes how I'm feeling right now. Mm-hmm. Like, that, like, what is it, the bear that's, like, sad because he's, like, it's, like, you're admitting something that you, I can't remember, but, like, that's why I like advice animals as, like, a point for memes, because all the animals are describing, like,
and those are
a certain type of, like, social situation that doesn't have a word yet.
Right, like awkward penguin and those kinds of things.
Socially awkward penguin or bachelor frog or whatever.
Yeah.
And you're just like, I guess, yeah. Like, I mean,
But all those are because we saw something in animal anthropomorphize it, and there's still a cultural implication. I would say there's even a lower form of meme, which is just the direct reference. You know, the lowest end of meme is like an emoji, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Where it's just a picture you can understand that has no context outside
of it. And the farthest end of meme is where you've taken the meme and combined it with three or four other memes, and then you memified the meme.
You've meta-trans-memed your inverse memes. And then and in the end, you're like, what the fuck does this even mean? Yeah. What is it? And then you're like, what the fuck did I just say? Like, what does this even mean?
What does this even mean?
Yeah, there's like shibboleths and, yeah, it's all kind of linguistic shit, isn't it? But, I guess that's it. That didn't really go anywhere.
We didn't get to talk about neckbeards again. I think it'll be one of those, like, you know, holy grails of sit talk.
Like, what was the one we talked about before that was the holy grail? It was like, I don't remember what we had. That was our
for work or
there was trolling? One of them. Was it trolling? I don't trolling know what it was, but there was
finally got there.
There was one that we kept talking about we were gonna do. I don't know. I don't listen to this shit. This is gonna be like episode 34, 32.
Or we'll have to do something special for 50. Yeah. And you know, I'm gonna do the pitch again. Don't forget to read our website. We just covered a bunch of fun Comic-Con shit. So if you guys like comics, there's a bunch of stuff to cover there. I'm gonna try to force Kendrick to go next year to cover the tech part.
So. I want to go. I actually could tell you probably today if I can go. If the schedules are posted.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I think Artificial Happiness might be dead because Aaron's running out of time or something, and
there's not enough time.
He
auto-tune it.
Was going through our edits, and that was like a bunch of errors from the computer. The Chaos Computer is what we're recording with.
Why is that machine?
We need a group of top men to look at this machine.
Build you a new fucking computer.
I think it just needs a new case, to be quite frank. Like, the case is the only thing that's remnant. Okay, anyway.
And software.
Well, thanks for listening. I'm Kyle.
There's also, you talked about, there's Comic-Con stuff. Listen to our stuff. We got all things. There's comic books. There's nerd shit. There's lots of music. Ryan, he decomposes the music into all of its constituent parts and puts it back together.
His album reviews are really good, and he does concert and album reviews all the time. So
constantly. Dude's always at concerts.
He's doing something really cool.
I think he's at a concert right now.
Is he? Yeah, because it's 6:50 a.m., so he's awake, and so he must be at a concert.
He's at a concert. Always be concerting.
Yeah.
BBC's of Ryan.
And shout out to Emily for doing con coverage of cosplay. So
my
if
favorite
you like cosplay,
sister-in-law.
Go check out Emily's article for DCC.
Of all sister-in-laws.
So just the one?
All sister-in-laws everywhere.
Oh, whoa. Good on you, Emily.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we're done now.
All right, we got a
Cave Johnson. We're done here.